From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States says it cannot confirm Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that his country is supporting a Syrian opposition group. Putin told senior defense ministry officials Friday that Russia has provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army in fighting alongside the Syrian army against the self-proclaimed Islamic State. Here in Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby said that the opposition has tended to use the name Free Syrian Army to refer to an umbrella of opposition groups trying to topple the Assad regime.
As we've said in the past, the vast majority of the airstrikes conducted by Russian military aircrafts are against opposition groups to Assad and not aimed at ISIL.
The United States accuses Russia of propping up the Assad regime by launching airstrikes against moderate rebels instead of Islamic State. The first Canadian military plane carrying Syrian refugees arrived in Toronto late Thursday. The group was greeted by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and other top government officials. Trudeau said he hopes that other nations will follow Canada's lead.
This is a wonderful night where we get to show not just a plane load of new Canadians what Canada's all about, but we get to show the world how to open our hearts and welcome in people who are fleeing extraordinarily difficult situations.
Of the 163 people who arrived from Jordan, 116 will settle in the Toronto area. The others are sponsored by Canadians in another part of Ontario, as well as British Columbia and Alberta. This is VOA News.